From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Diplomats from the United States, Russia, and the United Nations are meeting in Geneva on Friday to discuss how to advance the peace process in Syria. The meeting comes a day after an agreement was reached between Syrian opposition groups on a framework for talks with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime. There is one thing all opposition groups can agree on. Louis Safi is a member of the Syrian National Council.
Everybody in this conference said, no way, Assad is the problem, is part of the problem. He can't be part of the solution. His departure would be the beginning of any possible transition.
They set a January deadline for the start of talks between the Assad government and moderate opposition groups as part of a broader plan for a political transition in Syria. In a related story, a series of truck bombs in northeastern Syria has killed at least 22 people. The bombs went off near a health center and vegetable market in the Kurdish-held town of Taltamir, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. At least 7 people have died in early morning attacks on military sites near the capital city of Burundi. Gunfire and explosions were heard outside Bujumbura in the early morning hours Friday after militants attacked at least 2 military sites. Presidential media advisor Willie Nimwete wrote on Twitter that the attacks were a diversion by the attackers as they tried to free prisoners at military camps. Though details are still not clear, police and military vehicles are patrolling Bujumbura with few, if any, civilians out on the streets. Reports say gunfire can still be heard throughout the city. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Canada is welcoming its first Syrian refugees as 163 Syrians arrived in Toronto late Thursday. Justin Trudeau is the Canadian Prime Minister.
Tonight they step off the plane as refugees, but they walk out of this terminal as permanent residents of Canada with social insurance numbers, with health cards, and with an opportunity to become full Canadians.
Canada expects to welcome 25,000 refugees by the end of February. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius has announced from the UN climate talks in Paris that a final agreement will not be produced from the conference until Saturday, rather than late Friday as scheduled. Fabius made the announcement early Friday morning after what sources say was a hard night of negotiations among officials from the 195 nations attending. The biggest disagreements have been over how much financial responsibility poor nations should take in the cost of emissions-cutting measures and what the stated long-term goal should be for the agreement. In another development, Beijing says President Xi Jinping spoke by phone with U.S. President Barack Obama to discuss climate change. The White House has yet to mention the conversation, and Beijing did not comment on what was said. North and South Korea are making another attempt at mending their strained relationship. They held high-level talks Friday for the first time in 2 years. Hwang Bo-gi is South Korean Vice Unification Minister. He says that when we make the first step, it's important to keep walking straight. Let's make the right step on the first road so that we can open a path to reunification. There is no official agenda for the talks, and no significant breakthroughs are expected, though each side likely has clear goals. The Pentagon says recent U.S.-led coalition airstrikes in Syria and Iraq have killed 3 senior Islamic State leaders, including Abu Salah, the extremist group's financial chief. A coalition spokesman also said that airstrikes have killed 350 Islamic State fighters in the Iraqi city of Ramadi. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the fall of Ramadi has been disappointingly slow. Still, Carter expressed confidence Islamic State militants will lose control of the town, but he refused to say when he believes it will happen. Pakistan has fired a nuclear-capable missile on Friday, just 2 days after hosting a regional peace conference with arch-rival India. The military said the surface-to-surface ballistic missile has a range of approximately 2,700 kilometers and can carry both nuclear and conventional warheads. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.